you so much for joining us. I've been going over Barack Obama, who supported the D.C. gun ban, supports the Chicago total victim disarmament there in the crime capital of the United States. Absolutely outrageous. And then they have the nerve to deny what they're doing. They've been attacking importers, using regulations to shut them down, just as Bush did. They're raiding a record number of gun stores. They're going after gun shows. Obama, I have more clips here, is now saying he does want to shut down private sale of guns. That means if you want to sell a rifle, your cousin, your neighbor, your son, you get SWAT team, you go to prison. You go to the gun show to sell somebody your rifle or handgun, that's shut down. Then everything has to be a registered transfer to even if you give your grandson a .22 rifle when he's 10 years old. They even want to start registering and making you do a background check for BB guns. Many cities are banning pellet guns and BB guns, are restricting them. England's trying to do the same thing. And in England, they prosecute you. In Canada, they prosecute you if you defend yourself. Now we're seeing some U.S. cities prosecute people that try to defend themselves. I mean, this is just absolutely outrageous that all of this is going on. Earlier in the week, we had Robert Wanick on. He's the 14-year-old high school student who's been had police called on him for talking about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They've told him he's not allowed to tell people 9/11 is an inside job, that there's no free speech. They have cameras in the school classrooms and the halls. Many schools have cameras now in the bathrooms. Same thing in England. This total grid where the schools literally are government re-education camps, where they literally brainwash you and teach you about the New World Order. He's also, of course, his textbook they have in his high school that they use all over the country. One of the major publishers teaches them that world government's good, New World Order's good. And if he raises his hand and says, I don't want a world government, they come to him and say, it doesn't say New World Order. It doesn't exist. Now, people go, that sounds crazy. If you study Soviet re-education camps, if you study Nazi re-education camps, if you study Pol Pot, they would do the same thing. They act crazy. They say you're nuts. They will say something, we need world government, and then say, but it doesn't exist. And this is part of just a mass mental illness of just confusing people. It's part of reprogramming. And it gets into sophisticated psychology, and they just teach the teachers who were just taught to do this and the principals to just regurgitate it. They're just programmed themselves and don't realize what they're part of. Also, zero tolerance, where over-the-counter cough drops that have no type of drug in them. This girl that got in trouble and kicked out of school, and the police are looking at arresting her in Florida. Last time I checked, there wasn't even menthol in the halls. It was a honey halls in the candy section. She gave it to some friends. They said, you're a drug dealer. Again, sounds crazy. Sounds ridiculous. Again, and they always proudly say, zero tolerance for our children's safety. It's about unreasonableness being honored. Unreasonableness, you know, setting the precedent to do ridiculous things so they can do more and more wild things. It's like the cases where they'll take somebody into the hospital after a car wreck and say, we're going to take, we want a urine sample to see if you're on drugs. The person will say, I can't urinate. They'll walk a cop in, taser them over and over again until they answer the question. Or you'll have some robberies in Arkansas or Oklahoma or Kentucky. They'll just say, we have 24-hour-a-day curfews now, checkpoints, everyone. You're only allowed to go to work. We stop you and make sure you're only going to work. I mean, this is happening in America, and the feds are the ones pushing it. And we warned you all these years that they were going to put troops on the streets, they were going to use them against the American people. And now they are actually announcing it and doing it, and they're baiting and switching. They're still saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but also for the American people. But see, it was really always for the American people. Al-Qaeda was their creation. And so this is what we face as a society today. So in closing, as I got cut off a bit there at the last hour, we got cut off from the network in Minnesota, but our backup kicked in, so we lost about 5 seconds, I'm told. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, so you can see the TV show, see the documents, see the clips we're playing, see all the proof. It turns the radio show into a TV show. In fact, I'm going to be converting in the last 2 hours every day to an earpiece, not headphones. I keep meaning to tell you guys to order me an earpiece, because we're going to pretty much go TV here in the last 2 hours every day. So I look like Princess Leia on the air here. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen, for this segment. Coming up, we're going to talk about free speech, the Second Amendment, and a lot more.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. I had him on a few days ago, but I want to have him up for most of an hour today, because he's got video of the police coming to the school, brainwashing him, police threatening to arrest him for saying he has constitutional rights. They're allowed to wear T-shirts with messages in their yearbook, but he said 9/11 was an inside job, so they photoshopped it out. The textbook says world government's good, new world order's taking over America, but then when he says that he doesn't like that and it's not a good idea, they tell him that doesn't exist. So, folks, I don't think you realize just how controlled the public schools are. They train the children how to tattle on their parents. Going back over 15 years, they have federal grants in schools all over the nation where they have BATF local sheriff's deputies that are given a grant to be BATF officers, auxiliary officers in the schools. They have the children, starting in 6th and 7th grade in most areas, writing dossiers on their parents. I show those documents in... from Tennessee and South Carolina in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, where it says that they write dossiers on their parents. It's a six-month or single semester course, I guess three-month, four-month course in the school. All of this, and this is classical tyranny. Having 24-hour-a-day curfews is classical tyranny. Having the media announce they're going to use troops on the streets is classical tyranny. Having cameras going up everywhere is classical tyranny. having face scanning systems going in everywhere is tyranny. All these states and the UK, but also in the US, saying we're going to put satellite tracker boxes in your car and tax you down the road and track everywhere you go. And by the way, we're dialing in and listening to you over your cell phone, even when it's turned off. And by the way, your digital cable boxes watch what you watch and track everything you do. And that's reported back to the government, your TiVo system. And by the way, Google is using the microphones built in computers and video cameras to watch you and listen to you with AI keyword software to keep dossiers on you. Google announces this, and the public just goes, oh, really? Or, oh, I don't believe that. This is mega Orwellville. It's just all around us, but we still have our Second Amendment. We still have our First Amendment, but they're trying to attack those right now. Did you guys find that clip with Robert Wanick when he's where he's talking about how they blacked out his shirt? This has been quite a saga. Let's play a few minutes of that, then we'll go to him, then we'll go back through everything else that's happened to him in this camp. And that's what it's a re-education camp. And for those that doubt me, in Texas, in Michigan, in all over the country, we've seen these reports, but I've been to these drills. They will unannounced come into a school, announce that terrorists are attacking. They will lock the children in their rooms. And this isn't in the elementary. Sometimes for 8 hours, they make them urinate and defecate in trash cans. Don't believe me. Just Google police-made children defecate or use bathroom in trash cans. You'll see that all over the country. And the cops always go, well, it was part of the federal grant. It'd be secret. It was part of, and the children aren't fed to also freak them out and give them low blood sugar. They'll also have the elementary students. This has been going on for a decade. We've got footage of it. The first place we saw it was Missouri, right on the Kansas border. They would... in one town, load the elementary students at gunpoint with their hands behind their heads on buses and take them to a local FEMA center without telling the parents. This is part of learned helplessness, training children that when men in black uniforms come, you just lay down, you just fall down. I had one lady on. It was in the Minneapolis St. Paul newspaper a few years ago, her and her lawyer on. They came unannounced to the school even. Only the administrators knew, went into the portable buildings, told the teachers, we're going to kill you, took them out in the woods with the children. People fell over. They defecated on themselves. This was in the news. They had nervous breakdowns, and the cops were like, what's wrong? In the case of Michigan, all over the state, this was in the Associated Press 4 years ago. Google this, school shooting drill, Michigan. I'm trying to go back to the exact headline. From the AP, it was all over the news. Police drill at school, Michigan. Now, the main one that comes up is there's been three cases where the cops shoot themselves in the drills in Michigan. But I don't want those. For some reason, those got more visits, so those articles went to the top last time I checked. I want the one, and we do this on air so folks can learn how to find the stuff we're talking about. So this isn't just me up here saying it. They show up at elementary schools, they blow up a bus, set it on fire in front of everybody. They've done this in Belton, too. I caught them up, and I had troops, U.S. Army, walk over and say, turn your cameras off with Marines. That's in Road to Tyranny in 2000. That's when we shot the footage that's in Road to Tyranny. And they get the children out. They don't know what's going on. They throw fake blood on them. They tell them, you're going to die. And the police scream, I'm a militia. I don't like public school. I'm a militia. I don't like you not liking my Second Amendment. I'm going to kill you. For life, those children are going to hate guns. They're going to hate the Second Amendment. They're going to hate militias. And the name of the terror group they have in Michigan, they do this all over the country, that attacks the children, is Homeschoolers Against Public Education. Now the police play the part to demonize homeschoolers. And they run around screaming, throwing fake blood on children, blowing things up in the parking lot. They have little kids come out. All of a sudden, vehicles jump up, men in uniforms jump out screaming, we're militias, we're against public schools, we're homeschoolers, we're going to kill you. And the children just go into catatonic freakouts. I mean, this is in the news. This is hardcore re-education camp. I mean, this is what they do in re-education camps. But see, now they're turning all of America into a re-education camp. It's a re-education camp the thousands of times from California to New York to Florida to Texas where they say, we're giving you $100 gift certificates if you come turn in your guns. And it's always an old grandpa whose daughter, you know, he's going to the nursing home, you see, and because they polled the women. It's always 80% women out there. And they're there handing in $5,000 carved shotguns made in England. They're handing in, you know, having no idea how much money they could have made just alone to the police. And some people bring in old cheap guns and get the $100 gift certificate. And then the image is put on the news of illegal guns being turned in, and it creates the image, the acclamation of seeing everybody turning their guns in. And then the police always get caught, or not all. I've seen thousands of cases in the news over the 15 years I've been studying, 13 years on air, where you always hear about cops selling. I've seen this. I mean, there's thousands of cases of cops selling guns that were seized or guns that were turned in. You can Google that. Were you able to find a clip? Well, man, I know that's the video clip, but were you able to find the Google about the particular one where they were telling the children they were going to kill them and that they were homeschoolers? We're homeschoolers. We're here to kill you. Again, to demonize homeschooling. This is hardcore mind control. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Robert Wynick, where he's talking about how they restricted him from being able to engage in the First Amendment. Here it is.
I'm going to talk about something that recently happened in school. Approximately 3 p.m., dismissals at 3:18. 3 p.m., I was assisting a student who had been assaulted by another student with an object thrown at him, and I was talking to him, and the teacher comes over and says, "Shut up. Say one more thing, you're out." And did you just see what happened between them? Then I said, "This is America. This is not a dictatorship." She said, "Leave." So I left. I sat down in the office, 10 minutes till school gets out. Said, "What am I being written up for? Disrespect. I'm told to leave." Then, you know what, I'm going to get riled up. So then they say, "Robert, you're going to have to be quiet." "How do I have to be quiet?" "Be quiet. Why do I have to be quiet?" "Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! I can show you. Shut up and go in that room." What a disrespectful kid.
Back in. That's enough. That's another clip where they then call the police on him for mentioning the Constitution. We'll get him to tell us that story himself. The clip I wanted to play was where the 9/11 Truth T-shirt, one of the first clips he did. But let's just go ahead and go to him, and we'll play that clip a little bit longer later in the show. Robert, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, glad to be back on, Alex.
You bet. Look. Recap everything that's happened to you at this re-education camp known as a public school, a federalization brainwashing center, social engineering center. I mean, just basically all the things that have happened. A brief synopsis of the saga, then we'll go through them all here.
Well, last year when I was a freshman at my high school, everything went fine, and I wasn't a 9/11 truther, and I wasn't into this New World Order. And then I went to science class. I was told that we were going to learn about the physics of 9/11. They then played a hit piece movie basically saying that, you know, the fire was hot enough to completely melt the steel and that it was structural failure.
Which, by the way, they admit that it didn't melt the steel now.
No, NIST even falls back on this.
Yeah, that was an older lie. So you were given an older version of the Ministry of Truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then that's how I became a 9/11 truther. So then, when I became big in 9/11 truth in school and started passing out flyers and DVDs, this is when I became public enemy number one. The principal told my parents that he had a red flag up for me and that he was going to be watching me very closely because I was standing up for 9/11 truth.
We got one that can see. And, you know, from They Live with the Sunglasses, they're like, got one that can see. Go ahead.
And so then later on in the school year, we were just in geography class and had a substitute teacher. When two students began arguing, one student then threw an agenda book, which is it's kind of a small item, but it's still a book. It's got binding on it. Threw it and hit another kid in the crotch. The kid then proceeded to fall down. About 5 minutes later, it happened again, struck in the crotch again. This happened a total of 3 times. That's when I was sitting right next to the incident watching a movie, when I just started holding a conversation with the injured kid. I was told to shut up. Instead of retaliating against the teacher, I just tried to tell her, "This kid has been assaulted, I'm just talking." She didn't want to hear it because, you know, we got that red flag up for the 9/11 truther in the school.
That's right, got to pick up. That's how re-education camp works. Those that don't play ball and team up with the jail guards, they get picked on. They get ostracized. They don't get as much food. They get tortured. And they're slowly, ambiently turning up the heat till many schools are full-bore prison re-education camps.
Exactly.
All right, so you're in the re-education camp. Continue.
It was exactly. I don't care about the assault. I don't want to listen to you. You are nonconformist. You don't comply. with hating your rights, so you just leave. So I complied and I left the room.
All right, stay there. Stay there. You're now turned over to camp guards. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You are in a camp. You must realize it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay, do we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Let's go back to sophomore student Robert Wanick in a federal re-education camp in Minnesota. By the way, you think I'm joking. Judge Jean Meir, the family court judge that has a building named after her while she's a sitting judge, giant sprawling youth complex. When the children are late to class, they're going up to the good kids, they trick the parents into portable buildings that are supposed courts. None of their rights are told, no jury, no nothing. And they scream at them. This is on the news. They're proud of it. Sign the form. admit you're on probation for truancy when being late to class wasn't truancy under state law. They've been sued over it. They don't care. Then the children are now on probation, now for no reason they can get deeper in the system. This is all about institutionalizing you, getting you on Ritalin, Prozac, getting you on welfare. When you get your child, they advertise like it's for everybody. The Head Start program, they have it in all the Western countries under Secure Start, Safe Start, Head Start. You get 3 CPS visits a year. You're actually then listed as a ward of the state and incompetent because you're taking government money. This is the total control. You understand, folks, I'm not lying. You can pull up these articles. Mainstream news, where they say it's good that they unannounced come in with guns and do drills and terrorize children and training them to be helpless, training them to go to FEMA camps. All right, so continue. Assaults are allowed. Everything's allowed in the FEMA camp because that child, you know, believes 9/11 is an Al-Qaeda job. You, on the other hand, have been told you're being watched. You're told get out of the class because you reported the assault on the student. Please continue.
So then I comply. Not being disrespectful, I just comply, and I'm told to go to the main office. Keep in mind that this is 3 p.m., and school gets out at 3:18, so there's only 18 minutes left of school. They then go on, and they're kind of taunting me, saying, oh, you got a detention now, and I said, for what? And they go, well, how about for disrespect? And I said, disrespect? I was just talking, and I wasn't listened to. And then they said, you know what, you're going to have to be quiet. And I said, if you can please state why I'm getting a detention, then I'll be quiet. Then that really made them mad. They sent me into a solitary confinement type of room, a room with 3 or 4 chairs, 1 middle table, and this is what they do. They give kids in-school suspension if they speak out, and if you miss a detention for any reason, even if it's legitimate, if you can't go to an after-school detention, you get sat for the whole 8 hours of the school day in the solitary confinement room.
Well, that's why in the Soviet Union they had 12-hour class days, admittedly, to break up the family and get full government control. Now we're moving to a 10-hour, 12-hour work day. They tell the children, they tell the parents, keep your children in school. We'll take care of them. We have after-school programs. Again, making that the center of the community. Now continue. The police came.
Yes. As I was in the solitary confinement room, they just kept going on saying that, you know, he's a bad kid. He's disrespectful, just talking to themselves. And I said, I'd like an opportunity.
Trying to get you to speak up so they can go after you.
Yes. So then I said, I'd like an opportunity to defend myself. You can't talk. I mean, why would you talk in an indoctrination camp? And then I said, you know what the First Amendment is? I have free speech, too. And there they go. You're not. How dare you have a kid that knows his rights? You know,
by the way, a California court ruled 3 months ago that parents do not have their children and that the state is in control of all children in California. But and of course, it's totally criminal. They're not. But go ahead.
Yeah, they were really on edge after I mentioned my rights, and then they said, "Well, we'll just call law enforcement." Keep in mind, this was when there was about 10 minutes left in the school day.
Listen, they're arresting parents in Houston if their children don't finish their homework. Doesn't matter if it's it's all just made up. Go ahead.
And then the bell rings at 3:18. No police there. I said, you know what? I'm leaving. A school official tries to physically stop me. He blocks the door and says, it'd be in your best interest to stay. And I said, I know my rights. I didn't violate rules. Using the First Amendment's not a rule. Or not against the rules, even though you'd like it to be. I tried to leave. I got right by the exit door when a police officer came down the hallway, policewoman. She goes, come to the office right now. And I said, I don't consent to any conversation with you. She said, you don't have to. I'll just handcuff you. I said, for what? Tampering with an investigation. So I went to the office with her. They detained me. Oh, my parents. They didn't call my parents in any way. They just detained me, and a friend had to go tell my parents who were sitting outside that I was in there after a conversation about my rights.
Well, that's another scam. They like to detain the children, and then if parents don't pick their children up within 15 minutes with small children, they then CPS them, claiming that they endangered the child or were negligent, that they neglected them. Please continue.
Yeah, they thought my parents were going to side with them and, you know, say, hey, this kid's disrespectful. He's out of line. You got to punish him. My parents basically said, no way. You're acting fascist. You can't take away students' rights. And we're proud of our son for standing up for free speech. And you called the police state in. My son's not going to let you usher in the police state. And we just left. We walked out of there.
Now, I want to hear about some of the other things that have happened since then and how they're horning in on you now and how we can counter-strike get the enemy operation peacefully with the First Amendment. We need to have you and a few of your friends get together. We need to send you a couple hundred of DVDs of mine to hand out to everybody at the school. It's your First Amendment right. You're not in a FEMA camp.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, the Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
We're going to go back to Robert Wanick here in just a moment. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to mail 100 copies, 100 copies of Truth Rising, the preeminent 9/11 film out there showing the activists, the police in New York coming up and saying, your cameras are guns, and grabbing them. And then saying, we're going to charge you for having guns and bombs, for standing out front Larry Silverstein's New Building 7 and laying out the fact that it was blown up at an inside job. We have firefighters, police, emergency workers on tape saying the government blew it up. We have Silverstein saying they blew it up. I mean, that's just 5 minutes of the two-hour film, but that's the perfect film. 100 copies. Robert, we're going to go back to you in a minute. I'm going to get your address. I'm going to mail you 100 copies of these, and it is your First Amendment right, or what you can also do, if they try to violate your First Amendment, it's a gift. You're giving a gift. I know they told you not to hand stuff out before. You've told us, saying it's political speech. Of course it's political speech. You know, campaigning. It's not campaigning. But now they isolate with these campaign laws, but they're misusing that because there's no specific law on you, giving out any material. You say no First Amendment. Or if you want, we're going to go back to you in a minute. I just want to make this point. if you want, what you do is you start a student organization, and then they try to stop you there. You've got a major lawsuit, and I'd call it Students for Free Speech in the name of your school. And then they can't stop you from meeting after school. They can't stop you from meeting in the library or meeting somewhere else. They'll probably try to send provocateurs in, and then you can hand out those films, or you can get 10 of your friends to hand out 10 apiece, and then even videotape, you know, handing those out. Or you can tell everybody, meet me out on the corner off the school property, because that's even better. Then they'll kind of come stop that, and we'll illustrate who they are. In America, you know, something out of the Soviet Union, give them the 100 copies, but keep a few copies, buy a DVD burner, and burn copies of Truth Rising, and then that way it can be endless. And then get together with 10, 20 of your friends, recruit more people to where it's not just you having to pay to make copies of them, and then give everybody in the school a Truth Rising and explain to them that the government camp, because, you know, we're rebelling with the First Amendment inside the camp, that you're not going to go along with that. Now, before we go back to him, I want to tell the listeners out there, we can't give people 100 DVDs without support. I'm going to send you 100 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers, and I'm going to peacefully give people those in America, and I'm going to send you 100 Truth Rising DVDs. So we'll go back to you here in just a moment. I would ask the listeners to support us to go to InfoWars.com and buy Truth Rising, buy Endgame, buy Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism. I also put you on the spot, but check it during a break if you can. Give us the address for the school, the government training camp known as a school, the Federalization Center, the Brainwashing Center, so people can peacefully mail nice letters to the school with copies of my films or other films and material. That way, we can saturate the administration, who probably aren't evil people. They've been conditioned that this tyranny is okay. They've been conditioned that citizens speaking out and being involved is a bad thing. And for those that are doubting this, it's illegal under the federally written guidelines that schools have adopted and states have adopted that when you're late to class three times in Austin, Texas, they arrest you. They tell you you're under arrest. They come pull you out of school. They have your parents come down. They bring you to a little courtroom in the schools. This is all over the country. Most schools have it, most school districts. And they tell you, okay, you have got truancy, you're a criminal, you're going to go to jail if you don't sign this. In a free country, they don't say you're going to jail if you don't sign this, because the truth is they couldn't send you to jail for being late to class. They're, again, twisting the truancy law, which is 14 unexcused absences in a semester in Texas. They call it the absent student assistance program. In Austin, we sued them 10 years ago, and they had to back off for a while. This would be where the whole family has the flu. This happened to Mike Hansen. They're all sick on their backs in their beds. Mike Hansen then, you know, knock, 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 within 2 hours of his children not being at school, instead of just calling and saying, where are your children, or a note, or asking for a note the next day, now they're there, banging. And they come to the door with the flu, and the cop goes, let me in. Your child's truant. He's like, what? And then they called more police, and then we went down and made a big deal out of it and found they were stealing people's kids everywhere, and they had to back off a bit. The point is, it's lawless. Just like schools. Remember the Maryland case last year? It was on the news. Police dogs, 2,000 children outside a courthouse being injected. The judge out there saying it's the law, you have to take vaccinations. The people crying, saying, I don't want them. I hear they're bad for me. There was no law. I had the state prosecutor on from, and he was based in Prince George County, and he said, I don't vaccinate my kids. Yeah, you're right, it was no law. Yeah, you're right, we're using truancy laws. See, they say, oh, you haven't vaccinated, so you can't be in school. And then when they kick you out of school for not being vaccinated, they've made you truant, then they charge you with truancy when there's no law you had to have the shot, and they have to give you a waiver if you ask for it. So see, it's all color of law crime. It's very, very corrupt, very, very wicked. And you can't make this type of stuff up. So we're going to go back to Robert here in just one moment. And I'm going to take calls specifically for our guests. So give me a new list, please, John of Minnesota, of callers that specifically want to talk to the guest. I'm sorry to the others that are holding from earlier, but we'll take all your calls. The point is, I figure you want to hear a few comments directly, or what's happening in your child's school, or if you're a young person. I kind of need to clear the phone lines so young people can call in with their own stories briefly. We could do hours on this. But before I go back to our guest, I want to tell folks about MySolarBackup.com. The website's MySolarBackup.com. There's big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid or being self-sufficient. Here's a good way to do that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. So, folks, I hope you check them out at mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com, a great unit. And on top of that, please go to InfoWars.com. Please get Endgame, get TerrorStorm, get Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies. The establishment doesn't want people to see these. This is hurting them badly. The power of giving people in this visual society, visual learners, these films, these are hard-hitting, compelling, exciting, well done. These are the best films out there. People need to see them. And if you have my films and you've seen them but you haven't made copies or give the copies you've got to people. Spread this information. People are ready to hear and listen like never before. Now, Robert Wanick, again, it's your First Amendment right. We're standing behind you. You need to do this in a professional manner, which you've been doing. Understand you are in danger. They will try to trump stuff up, at least in past experience with other schools. So I would be very professional, very calm about all this. I would officially start your own student group. And then when they try to deny you that student group, I would call it the First Amendment, organization or Bill of Rights Defense League in the name of your school. And then that's the way you educate people. And then they'll try to deny you that, and then you've got a bigger issue. And that's how we force them to defend the Republic and not be enemies of it. What are you going to do with the 100 bumper stickers and DVDs I'm going to send you?
See, now that we have the students on our side, I can get other students to hand these out. We can hand these out to all the students. They will willingly take them and watch them. All these students follow my YouTube channel. I've gotten compliments from the principal's son on some of my videos. And these DVDs will be a hit in the school. These bumper stickers will go all over. They'll circulate like complete madness. Even people that aren't big in 9/11 truth will get involved just because they already dislike the school and they're already sick of the tyranny.
Exactly. That's the beauty of resistance. It's exciting. It's fun. It's historical. Just, you know what I would call your group, the Sons of Liberty.
And they already dislike what's going on to them at school. This gives them one more reason to, kind of question the official story. They question their school.
Beautiful.
They question the local police. And now they question their government. They see the big picture. And they see that it's actually happening at local levels like the school. But they know that it trickles on up to the federal government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just beautiful what you're doing. And again, they act like we're evil, we're crazy because we want to speak out. I wouldn't speak out in class. I wouldn't interrupt. I'd speak out at lunch. I'd speak out in between classes, I would, and see, they understand counterculture. So MTV says, oh, have purple hair. And I'm not saying purple hair is bad. Last week I said, people are in their own niche. Cowboy hats, golf outfits, purple mohawks, blue mohawks. I don't care about cowboy hats or purple mohawks. However your style is, that's great. But people make that style, hip hop outfits, suits and ties, whatever. They make that who they are instead of what their psyches are. And so I'm saying be liberty lovers, be freedom fighters, and realize that if we just take action, we've got right on our side, history on our side. This New World Order can't stand if more people do what Robert Wanick and others are doing. So fantastic. Also, during the next break, give us your address. I'm going to mail you 100 DVDs and 100 bumper stickers, maybe even more. I just got to watch it or we'll be out of business here pretty quick because our expenses are mounting and the economy's imploding, but it doesn't matter. Now's the time to fight like never before. Because this is all imploding. I want to take some phone calls for you, but anything else, Robert, you want to add about what's happened to you? I mean, what's happened since you stood up, you bucked the system, and now you... The same thing happened 8 years ago in Louisiana. WorldNet Daily broke the story. It was in local news as well. And I remember having the students on. They made them wear ID badges around their necks. And the students learned that they could read the barcodes, because barcode, certain fatnesses, or certain numbers. So people learned that they could read their Social Security number. And so the student said, take the Social Security number off. And they said, no, in-school suspension for asking questions. He refused. Then I think it was 10 students refused. Then half the students refused. They tried to kick the first students out of school. The whole school had to pull the IDs out, slave badge numbers. So we can do the same thing over and over again on other issues. Do they make you wear IDs?
they don't make you wear IDs.
But they
that
do have cameras,
thing, that's
right?
One thing, yeah, cameras all over the school. Cameras on the ceiling, cameras in the gym, cameras right outside the bathrooms. You see when you're going in the bathroom, when you're coming out, every hallway, all over the place, even though we are a civil school. And I'd like to mention something quick. Yesterday, I made a trailer for a film idea I have called Education or Indoctrination. It's gotten 40,000 hits in one day, and I'm asking students to mail or to send any activism videos at your school or out in public, 9/11 Truth or Fighting the Indoctrination, whatever. Any pictures or videos you have, handing out DVDs or flyers,
yes,
send them to 911blogger@live.com, and I'm going to compile them, and I'm going to make a video of the youth fighting back.
Beautiful. And again, folks, it isn't just Robert Wanick. It isn't just Alex Jones. Notice, Robert Wanick isn't infighting. He isn't attacking certain groups. He isn't obsessing on one point. He is standing up for liberty and freedom, which everybody agrees with, and he's having huge success. Take Enough Respect and hundreds of other YouTube channels getting millions and millions of views, and Robert is close to getting a million. I know you've got some videos with 90,000 people that have watched, 100,000 have watched, 50,000 have watched, one day 40,000 have watched. That's why they're moving to shut down YouTube for free speech. That's why Congress is having hearings about us and 9/11 Truth. I mean, putting Richard Gage on the screen saying these are terrorists. This is on C-SPAN because they know we're on to them. They know, we know they did the attacks. They're criminals. They've stolen $8.5 trillion. They've openly threatened Congress with martial law. Bloomberg Financial reported the War Powers Act has been declared against Congress, and they've been told the Federal Reserve now owns America. This is a criminal fraud. If we just say no to the fraud, it will fall. But if we let the establishment in their suits and ties and their little outfits act official and sell this on us, they'll get away with it and be able to put troops on the streets and be able to keep killing people with the tasers and continue to put people in FEMA camps and get people in the system and ship their narcotics in to then break down our society. We have to defeat this. We have to fight it. And I salute you, Robert Wanick. Yes, absolutely. This is just fantastic. You can also send those videos to the Alex Jones channel. We're now working with the guy that started that up on YouTube with, I think it's like 100,000 subscribers now or something. Just insane. One of the biggest YouTube channels out there now. We hope that people will send those there as well, or edit them, put them on your own YouTube channel. We'll link to them. Just get, your video doesn't have to be perfect. Just get it out. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with a 21st century 14-year-old Paul Revere.
Thank you. I want to applaud Mr. Rob Wanick, and sorry about my voice. It's shot because I spent New Year's Eve shouting 9/11 is an inside job, wearing my 9/11 inside job T-shirt in front of the cops. And I know cops aren't, Austin cops are not all angels, but I'll tell you, the ones who worked New Year's Eve on 6th Street, they protected me. They protected me against this crazy Marine who was shouting at me and calling me names and who hates the Army and the Navy. And I was trying to tell him about Ron Paul being an Air Force veteran for 5 years. He was putting down the Air Force. I mean, these guys, like you said, they knows not what he's doing.
All these groups are so hateful. The Army hates the Marines hate the Army. It's just all tribalism.
It's crazy, yeah. And so I just wanted to share that little story with you about 6th Street. It was really happening. And one little tiny thing was Jennifer Gale. I know you say you don't pay attention to the local news, but here's a local hero who, for years, has been doing his more than her share of political activity, going to all the city council meetings. I got to know her at the Travis County Commissioner's Court meetings that I go to all the time now. And she, in spite of being, she's born a man, lived as a woman, and was actually homeless, she fought all kinds of battles for you and me, for all of us, for the good of everybody to have a better life here. And she was constantly harassed, and I think she was assassinated. This was like a couple weeks ago.
Wait a minute, you mean that big guy who...
Yeah, that's that same Jennifer Gale, and she was assassinated. She's younger than I am, and she turned up dead suddenly, and I think there needs to be an investigation.
All right, we'll look into that. I appreciate your call. I don't ignore the local stuff. I've said I can't keep track of the international and national, and so I'm criticized, because people criticize anything who don't take action in life, for not being at more local stuff. But then if I go to local stuff, I get criticized. Like, why is he here taking over the local stuff? You know, and so that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm doing. You got a lot of folks that have moved into town who then their business is to attack me and lie about me as a side issue, I believe, as an operation, because they know Austin's a core and of resistance. And so I just ignore all of that. You know, folks, I'm under attack because I stand up for you. When I lose freedom, you lose freedom. When you lose freedom, I lose freedom. When bad stuff happens to you, I feel like it's happening to me because I know we're all interconnected. Let's jam in another phone call. Let's talk to James in Mass. James, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Welcome from the frozen north again. I called up originally to talk to Bob about the gold sales. Apparently, some places are mostly shipping outside the U.S. I don't know what that's all about. Maybe you'll address it later on. As far as the Wanted Kid goes, kid, you got guts. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see you're doing what you're doing. I hope there's a lot more like you. If you're suffering from a congenital disease, I hope it's infectious and you pass it around.
No, exactly. Liberty is infectious. We're the winners. We are the future. We're going to win. But specifically, so I'm going to skip this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers because we're almost out of time. I want to take more calls. But let me answer this during the PrisonPlanet.tv behind the scenes for viewers. Specifically, what are you asking about gold and international shipments? I don't understand the question.
I'm on the Kitco site now there. I hit that at least once a day to see what crude and everything is. They have a sell price page, and all their small denomination coins are for shipment outside the U.S. only. If you want to buy gold, you got to buy large amounts.
All right. Let me comment on that. Here we go.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefit? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Many of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Hi, my name is Stephen Huer, nutritionist. After 30 years of research and nutritional counseling, I've learned how the body works and how to work with it to bring about its healing and Herculean health. Supplements can be a big waste of money if you're taking ineffective ones. So if you suffer from addictions, allergies, fatigue, depression, digestive problems, poor sleep, low libido, cancer, or any affliction, I can help. With my programs, people get positive results in 30 days or less. Call me for a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325. That's a free mini consultation at 888-988-3325.
All right, we're talking to Michael in Idaho. I'm going to have to go into overdrive here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to have to continue the transmission. Let's just do 5 minutes in the next hour. All right, is that cool? Because I got to go to a meeting in a minute. Michael in Idaho is an armorer. I've got some family, one of them is an armorer. But talking to folks, And he's saying the special forces are saying they know it's New World Order, they know it's illegitimate, they're not going after the American people. And I mentioned that's why the biggest army recruiting centers are in Mexico City, Manila, Philippines, and in Eastern Europe, places like Ukraine. I mean, they really are bringing in foreign troops, but in the military itself. And I saw a mainstream news article today I never got to. This is out of the Army Times. 2008 Army Times poll, wary about Obama. And it says the troops don't like Obama and don't trust him. So that just seconds what you were just saying. Go ahead and finish up.
There is one thing I would like to mention. When Ron Paul was running and he on when they had the massive donations and stuff, around this time last year, they cut off their communications so they could not use their credit cards. And they were ticked. They were putting Ron Paul all over their tanks and everything else in disrespect to their superiors.
Good.
And that was going on all over the place.
But because their superiors are bought and paid for by the New World Order. This is not our government. These are illegitimate foreign corporate raiders that have seized control of the executive. Are the special forces, I know a lot of them are, I'm asking you, aware that martial law has been declared over Congress and the War Powers Act has been implemented?
Yes, they are. And one of the things that they have to keep their mouths kind of quiet, and it's internal infiltration. They're telling them what they want to hear. They know a storm's coming. And I can tell you right now that they're not going to get their game. Let one foreign troop or any act of aggression to the citizen body of the United States, and there's going to be gear taken. I can tell you.
Well, that's right why now. They're going to fully implode the economy, where the rioting and starving gets so bad that then, you know, I'll be at home with rioters wishing the army was there. Then the army comes in, does a good job and sets the precedent that army can be on the streets, then the real tyranny begins. Do they understand that?
Well, they do understand that, but, you know, they also understand this game. Look, I'm a vet of the Cold War. I was out in South America, and I watched this same game go on, okay? And a lot of these other guys that are older salts know what's going on. And they're not going to get to that point, I don't think. They're going to do something stupid, okay? And it's just a waiting game, as I see it. The only thing that I hear is that a lot of the guys feel really cracking beers open, and we're sitting around talking. They feel a little, I don't know how to say, they feel a little disappointed in the American people, thinking that they would ever do those kind of things to the citizen bodies.
Well, because the police are different. The police have been trained and in amongst us so long.
Wait a minute on that. I know a lot of police officers. Now, you've got a lot of police officers playing the same game. Now, every area is different. If I was in Atlanta, Georgia, they're done. But areas like here in Idaho and other places in Arizona and even in your area, there's good cops, and they're watching and waiting.
I know that, but the leadership's evil. I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Robert Wanick, will you do T-minus 8 minutes? We'll go 8 minutes in the next hour, and that's it. That way we can join the rebroadcast. We covered a lot of key info today. Robert, you do that with us?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go 8 minutes into the next hour. James and Mason and people hung up. Give me the number. Give me the toll-free number for folks to call in on our phone system so James and Mason and Melody and Bob and Les can get in. Okay, we're going to give you this number real fast here right at the end so you can call in. Rebroadcast will start after we're done with the overdrive. We're still going to be live when this ends only at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll be back live on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Please support us financially by buying the books and videos at InfoWars.com. Plus, they're waking people up. And I'll give you the phone number to call as the transmission ends. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.